Today, we'd like to see the title of Songs to the Lord in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 1 to 27. To online worship people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord, and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its ride he has thrown into the sea. Why were they rejoicing? And when can we be rejoicing, and why? Question 2, in verses 25. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. What can we learn from Moses' response to the complaining people against him? And when we face a bitter experience, how should we do? Question 3, in verse 26. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the disease on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who healed you. What does it mean? And how can we say the Lord in general from here? Songs are prayers with melody in order to express thanks, praise, worship, adore, glorify, ask, and cry out to the Lord. To rejoice is to be happy, to be glad, to be joyful, to be cheerful, or to celebrate. In the last time, Exodus chapter 14, verse 28-31, then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained, but the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the sea shore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Today, chapter 15, we talk about three paragraphs, verses 1 to 19, Moses' song, verses 20 to 21, Miriam's song, 22 up to 27, complaining people or murmuring people. Now, verses 1 to 19, Moses' song. Then Moses and the children of Israel, then God's victory to deliver Israel people from pursuing Egyptians. So here, Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord. But this song, Moses wrote this song and taught Israel to sing. So therefore, called Moses' song rather than Moses and the children of Israel songs. That is example, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 22. Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. That's why we call the Moses' song. So why were they rejoicing? Because of God's salvation. Moses' song is God's physical salvation. How about the Lamb's song, which is focused on spiritual salvation? For example, Revelation chapter 15, verse 3, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, both of them, salvation of God. One is a physical salvation, the other one, spiritual, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints." This song is joy, dance, celebration for God's salvation of Israelites from the pursuing Egyptian army. So, and spoke saying, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has God has triumphed gloriously." So God's victory or God's triumph. So God's victory, good time. The horse and its ride, he had thrown into the sea, into the Red Sea. God saved the soul. When can we be rejoicing and why? God's victory among our life, not only that, also among tribulations too, and always we should rejoice. Romans chapter 5, verses 2 to 4, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, the hope to see the glory of the Lord in heaven. That hope, because of that hope, we are rejoicing. And not only that, we also glory in tribulations. Why? Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or experience, and the perseverance, experience of patience, character, Christian character, most like Jesus Christ-minded character, and character, the whole. Because of that, we are rejoicing even in tribulation. Also, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, "Blessed are you when they revile, speak a bad word, and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake," or for Jesus' sake. "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad." In other words, rejoice too. "For because great is your reward in heaven." Because your reward in heaven is great, big. "For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Also, John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "These are things I have spoken to you, that in me, in Jesus, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation," because this world ruled by the prince of the world, or Satan. "But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." Jesus already got victory, crucifixion and resurrection, the world of power. So that's why we are rejoicing even in tribulation. Also, one example, Paul, Silas, was beaten with stripes and imprisoned, but rejoicing too. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 23, 25. "And when they meaning Paul and Silas, had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fashioned their feet into the stocks or into the chains. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. So they were rejoicing, singing to God. So they had an opportunity to share gospel to jailer. So the bottom line is jailer and jailer family members become Christians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 and 18 said, "Rejoice always, not only in the victory, but also in tribulation. And finally, always pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, for me, for you." So that's why. Verse 2 to 9 here, praise, exalt, glorify God. "The Lord is my strength and my song, and God has become my salvation, my deliberation from pursuing Egyptian." And not only that, you know, spiritual law as well. "He is my God, and I will praise God, my father's God." So Moses' forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob's God, "and I will exalt him, I will lift up God." Verse 3, "The Lord is a man of war," another word, warrior, the man of war. "The Lord is his name," or Yehovah, or Yahweh, Jehovah is God's name. First of all, Pharaoh, Egyptian king's title, chariots, wagon, and his army, he has cast into the sea. God cast into the sea. His chosen captains, so Pharaoh's chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them, the Egyptians. They sank to the bottom like a stone, heavy stone. "Your right hand is always a priority over the left hand." One example, Jesus sits on the right hand of God the Father. So right hand is a higher position. "O Lord has become glorious in power," or in majesty. "Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces," broken them. Verse 7. "And in the greatness of your excellence," or excellency, "you have overthrown those who rose against you," because God wanted the Israel people exodus out of Egypt, but the Pharaoh, he didn't want it to do so. So therefore, Egyptians against God. "You sent forth your wrath," or your anger, God's anger. "It consumed them like a stubble," or like a chaff. Verse 8, "and with the blast blow out over your nostrils like an east wind," over Israel is the dry desert wind. "The waters were gathered together, the built up walls. The flood stood upright like a ship." So that is the make a wall, force side, right hand, left hand side. "The depths congealed in the heart of the sea." The depths became semi-solid road for Israel people to pass over. Verse 9, "the enemy," Egyptians said, "I will pursue, I will overtake, take over, catch Israel people. I will divide the spoils, I will divide their possessions. My desire shall be satisfied on them, my desire shall be content on their possession. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them," destroy Israel people. But verse 10, "you blew with your wind, God blew with the gust of wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead, the lead metal, heavy metal, in the mighty waters. Who is like you? Only the Lord is greater. All other gods are creatures, because creatures over spiritual being. So fallen angel is Satan, devil, or other creatures against God, or try to equal to be God. Among the gods, who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, holy fear, doing wonders. Verse 12, you, God, stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. So they swallowed the Egyptians, the pursuing Egyptians. You, in your mercy, have let frost, which means Israel people never deserved this Exodus at all, because totally God's mercy and God's grace has let frost. The people whom you have redeemed, you have guided them, Israel people, in your strength, to your holy habitation, your promised land, where the temple of God would be built in Jerusalem. Verse 14, the people will hear and be afraid. The people or Gentiles, sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia or Palestina. That is Palestine. Then verse 15, the chiefest of Edom, the leaders of Edom. Edom, Esau's descendant. Esau, the twin elder brother of Jacob, descendant, will be dismayed, discouraged, another Gentile. The mighty man of Moab. Moab is the first daughter of Lot, and with the Lord's descendants, that is Moabite, Moab people. Trembling or shaking will take hold of them, all the inhabitants of Canaan, promised land, Canaanites live there. So the inhabitants of Canaan, another word, Canaanites, will melt away. Verse 16, fear and dread, high fear, will fall on them by the greatness of your arm, God's arm. They will be as a steel or come as a stone until your people pass over, cross over, O Lord, until your people pass over, whom you have purchased. In other words, God has chosen Israel like a potter. No one can complain against God. How come you chose Israel people? Disciple Paul, inspired by the Spirit, said, Romans chapter 9, verse 29, has not the potter power over the clay, over the same lump, to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? So whatever God wants, God can choose Israel people. Verse 17, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, likely in the Zion mountain of the promised land. In Jerusalem, south, a tall mountain called as Zion. Zion is a representative of Jerusalem. In the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary meaning the place for safety or the place for refuge. God himself came into the most holy place of the temple of God in the Old Testament time. That's why high priest once per year enter into the most holy place. Over there is the mercy seat. Over there, the presence of God in the Old Testament time. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Verse 19. For the horses of Pharaoh. This is in summary over what happened. The horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, into the Red Sea, in order to catch up Israel people. And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Compared with Christians' baptism with water. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Moreover, brothers, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the Red Sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, that is symbol over manna, quail, and all drank the same spiritual drink out of the rock, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So Old Testament is the overshadow of the New Testament. Verses 20 and 21, Miriam's song. Then Miriam, the prophetess, so the woman who delivered God's word, that's called prophetess. The sister of Aaron, also sister of Moses, she was a wise woman because Exodus chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, so Moses' baby was thrown away in the Nile River. Miriam watched the fall in the whole process. Then his sister Miriam said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the maiden Miriam went and called the child's mother, actually Moses' biological mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. So here, took the timbrel-like tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing to the Lord, for God has triumphed gloriously. This one, God's triumph or God's victory. Good time. They are rejoicing. The horse and its ride. God is thrown into the Red Sea. Now verses 22 up to 27. Complaining people or murmuring people. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. God tested their faith. God proved whether or not they had a faith. Verse 23, now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah because they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. For example, Naomi, the meaning pleasantness, called as a Mara after his husband and his son's death. Here, Ruth chapter 1, verse 5. Naomi immigrated into Moab area. Then in the Moab area, she lost her husband and her two sons. Then she came back to Bethlehem. Naomi friend called Naomi, or pleasantness. So Naomi said, don't call me Naomi or pleasantness, rather than here Mara. Then both Mahlon and Chilion, Naomi's two sons, also died. So the women survived her two sons and her husband. But she said to her friend, do not call me Naomi or pleasantness. Call me Mara or bitterness, because the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. So Mara means bitterness. Then verse 24. And the people complained or murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Here, verse 25, question 2. Moses, he cried out to the Lord. Moses did not argue back against the people, but made a supplication to the Lord, as ministers should learn. And then God showed a resolution, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. It is shown God is able to transform the bitter experience in our life to the sweet experience in our life. So, at the bitter experience, we should ask God for wisdom to resolve it without doubt, but joyfully, and wait on God to resolve in His way and His time. The cross references of the Bible, James is chapter 1, verse 2 to 8. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Or right here, test of various trials. No water to redeem, but bitter water. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach or without scolding, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all is all, and lean not on your own understanding, not depending upon your own imagination, own thought. Rather than in all your ways, all happening, all circumstances, acknowledge God, and God shall direct your paths or your ways. Exactly, Moses followed God's direction. Then, there God made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there God tested them, or God proved them. Verse 26, and said, God gave God's word here, commandments and statutes. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, God's sight, give ear to God's commandment and keep all His statutes, God will put none of diseases, none of the sickness on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians. Egyptians, 10 plagues, no such plagues at all. Because I am the Lord who healed you. I am healing God. Here, if you diligently heed, if is a conditional promise or a provisional promise. So Israel people first keep their condition. Then I will put none of the disease, free from disease, free from physically bodily harm, or keep them healthy. The Lord who healed you, healing God. God's word causes us to be healthy, not only physically and spiritually. For example, Psalm chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. Law is like a statute, commandment, ordinance, law. And in His law, also belong to the word of God, He meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, prosperity, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Here, not only physically, but also spiritually as well. So, for example, God's word against adultery is Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. So this one is, first of all, bodily harm. For example, illegitimate child come out of wedge. So therefore, soul harm, stressful mind, in family strife, the legitimate child, illegitimate child, and family strife. Then the other one, separate, the Holy Spirit, grieving separate. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 6. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, like today. And the Lord was sorry that God had made man on the earth, and God was grieved in his heart, God's heart. So grieving spirit. So often, God's word, God's law is protect us, not only physically, also spiritually, keeping healthy. Verse 27, then they came to Elam, where there were 12 walls of water and 70 palms. 30 squares plus 10 is 70, palm trees. So they camped there by the waters. Abundant provisions of Elam is contrasted with the complaining people over Mara. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Yesterday, we delivered one box of food to a needy facility. Really, we are weak and poor, but our Lord is strong and rich. So we are able to give him away one box of food, you know, drink, you know, all kinds of cereal kind of thing. So let's see each question answer in verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang the song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, because he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Why were they rejoicing? Because of God's victory. Good time in Israel life. And when can we be rejoicing and why? Because of rejoicing, not only good time, also bad time, tribulation, we should be rejoicing. Why? Because of tribulation gives us the patience, perseverance, lack over to nothing. So also establish the hope, glorification. Also tribulation gives us great reward in heaven for Jesus' sake. So, and always, rejoice always. Why rejoice always? Because that is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning me, concerning every creature. Question 2 in verse 25. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet there. He made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. What can we learn from Moses' response to the complaining people against him? Moses, the minister of God, the instrument of God, always dealt with Israel people, the sheep of God. So Moses asked God, rather than talking back against the murmuring the sheep. So that is the minister should learn that. And when we face a bitter experience, how should we do? Bitter experience, we should be joyful because lack of nothing. Also, we should ask God in faith, without doubt, the wisdom to resolve the bitter problem. So then we are wait on the Lord in God's time, in God's way, joyfully. Question 3 in verse 26, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and 2, what is right in his sight, give your ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who healed you. What does it mean? So this is a conditional promise or a conditional covenant. So, or a provisional covenant promise. So, if we follow God's commandment, then God will make us healthy from any disease. And how can we say the Lord in general from here? Usually, the law of God protect us not only physically but also spiritually as well. So that's true when you see drama or certain movie kind of thing, all of them, you know, from beginning, violation of God's word, that is the seed of all problems coming out. There's a physical problem, also spiritual problems as well. Let's sing song all together.